Chapter 3. UNIF's first starships had been possessed of a kind of spidery, delicate beauty, but with various technological improvements, structural strength became more important than conserving mass. One of the old ships would have folded up like an accordion if you tried a 25G maneuver, and that was reflected in the design. Stolid, heavy, functional-looking. The only decoration was the name Masaryk II, stenciled in dull blue letters across the obsidian hull. Our shuttle drifted over the name on its way to the loading bay, and there was a crew of tiny men and women doing maintenance on the hull. With them as a reference, we could see that the letters were a good 100 meters tall. The ship was over a kilometer long, 1,036.5 meters, my latent memory said, and about a third that wide, 319.4 meters. That didn't mean there was going to be plenty of elbow room. In its belly, the ship held 6 large tachyon-drive fighters and 50 robot drones. The infantry was tucked off in a corner. War is the province of friction, Chuck von Clausewitz said. I had a feeling we were going to put him to the test. We had about 6 hours before going into the acceleration tank. I dropped my kit in the tiny billet that would be my home for the next 20 months and went off to explore. Charlie had beaten me to the lounge and to the privilege of being first to evaluate the quality of Masaryk II's coffee. "Rhinoceros bile," he said. "At least it isn't soya," I said, taking a first cautious sip. Decided I might be longing for soya in a week. The officer's lounge was a cubicle about 3 meters by 4, metal floor and walls, with a coffee machine and a library readout, 6 hard chairs and a table with a typer on it. "Jolly place, isn't it?" He idly punched up a general index on the library machine. "Lots of military theory. That's good. Refresh our memories. Sign up for officer training?" "Me? No. Orders." "At least you had an excuse." He slapped the on-off button and watched the green spot dwindle. "I signed up. They didn't tell me it'd feel like this." "Yeah." He wasn't talking about any subtle problem, burden of responsibility or anything. "They say it wears off a little at a time. All of that information they force into you, a constant silent whispering.